In reality, there is no more practical subject in the Bible than the cross.
The cross, the cross. The cross of Jesus Christ is central to the Christian faith.
The cross reveals to us the character of God.
At the cross, his love for lost sinners is demonstrated.
If we want to grow in our love for God, first and greatest commandment,
then we must be growing to understand and appreciate the cross.
The cross is the place where all wounds of sin are healed.
If you suffer from emotional problems,
guilt, anxiety, depression, anger, or whatever, there is healing in the cross of Christ.
If you're going through tragedy or suffering,
there is comfort offered in the cross.
If you're experiencing doubt or frustrations,
there is comfort offered in the cross.
Because on the cross, the sufferings of the spotless Savior
were experienced on your behalf.
By his wounds, we are healed.
By his wounds, we are healed.
By his wounds, we are healed.
We all, like sheep, have gone astray.
Each of us has turned to our own way.
And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
The cross is a place where the love of God and the wrath of God ran wild.
At the cross, we bow our knees.
This is where the blood of the Savior was shed for us.
There is no greater love than this.
He tore the veil. He made a way.
My Redeemer, whose priceless blood has ransomed me.
It was my sin that drove the bitter nails,
but he has crushed the power of sin and death.
He is my only Savior before the Holy Judge.
He is my righteousness.
He is my Redeemer.
It is by grace that I have been saved.
Through faith.
And it isn't because of anything I have done.
It was given to me as a gift.
Because of what Jesus did for me.
In Christ alone, my hope is found.
He is my light,
my strength,
my song, my cornerstone, my solid ground.
For every sin on him was laid.
Here, in the death of Christ, I live.
The cross,
a place where love and wrath ran wild.
From the fall.
Surrounding me. Christ alone together, let's stand as we sing. Chance to be here this morning where we get to sing about these precious truths, that there is no more wrath reserved for us because the wrath of God was satisfied by being poured out on Jesus. And so we want to celebrate that here this morning. It was at the cross where we bow our knee. It's where your blood was shed for us. There was no greater demonstration of love than that. And so, Lord, as we move throughout the remainder of this time, may you be highly exalted among your people as we cherish and we celebrate you and your work on the cross. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
God loves.
Fascinating, isn't it, that God loves?
This is the great ruler of the universe.
The creator of.
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
And yet he loves me.
He loves me.
But not only me, God loves everyone.
Everyone.
God loves you.
For God so loved the world.
God so loved the world.
God so loved the world.
That he gave his only begotten son.
For me.
For you.
He gave his one and only son.
He gave his one and only son for me and for you.
Amazing.
Why? Why did he do it?
So that whoever believes in him shall not perish,
but have eternal life.
Not just life in heaven,
but eternal life starting right now.
He came so that we could have life and have it more abundantly.
An abundant life now.
Abundant and joyful.
Free and eternal.
This is how much God loved the world.
That he gave his son, his one and only son.
And this is why, so that we wouldn't be destroyed.
By believing in him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life.
God,
while we were yet sinners,
Christ died for us.
Christ died for us.
The cross was a place where love and wrath ran wild.
He made a way for the broken to be whole again.
His glory bore my shame.
He suffered in my place.
He gave everything for us.
And now my debt is paid.
It is paid in full.
By the precious blood of Jesus.
The curse of sin has no hold on me.
Because if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed.
Indeed! This is mercy undeserved that could never be explained.
Jesus took all the scars for the worst in all of us.
That's the glory of the cross.
And the wonder of his love.
There is beauty in his blood.
And so I stand with my arms high.
And my heart abandoned.
I stand with my soul surrendered.
At the cross, the love of God.
And the wrath of God.
Ran wild.
Glory for my shame at the cross.
You may be seated. You may be seated.
Mistake. God, we thank you for the beauty that is in your blood, that all those once, those stories that were in our past are truly indeed in our past. And God, all those things that we thought could never be redeemed have been redeemed because we stand on this side of the cross, that once we were dead in our sin, but now we have been made alive in Christ because of the grace of God our Father sending Jesus to be the substitutionary atoning sacrifice on the cross on our behalf. And we want to celebrate that here this morning. God, help us to find out this morning that we are people that have had our identities changed by what took place on the cross, and then help us to respond appropriately with our arms high and our hearts abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all for us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Isn't that something to celebrate here this morning? Let's stand as we conclude our gathering here this morning by offering up our lives in view of God's mercy as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing.